A Texas lawmaker wants to defund state universities that push critical race theory. It's Thursday, February 2nd, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Good morning. Hopefully, the state will start emerging today from the frigid weather, and you and yours made it through okay. Generally speaking, this week's test of Texas's power grid saw the lights stay on, but the numbers say that's no thanks to the billions spent on renewable energy. We'll get to those details in a minute. But first up, legislation proposed by Republican State Representative Cody Harris would prohibit universities and colleges in Texas from teaching critical race theory and remove their state funding if they violate the law. Essentially, Harris's legislation would prohibit the state's institutions of higher education from teaching that one race or sex is superior to another race or sex. His legislation also takes aim at CRT's notion that an individual's moral character, standing, or worth is necessarily determined by the individual's race or sex. Mr. Harris has an ally in Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who said he'll be doubling down against professors who promote critical race theory in class. Mr. Patrick has said he wants to strip professors of tenure if they're found to be pushing CRT in Texas's publicly funded institutions. Any day now, Governor Greg Abbott is expected to announce when he will give the State of the State address. That's often when he designates emergency items for the ongoing legislative session. As you might expect, conservative activists have ideas about what the governor should include. Now, by way of explanation, this matters because the Texas Constitution doesn't allow lawmakers to take action on anything during the first 60 days of a session unless it is a matter designated as an emergency by the governor. So, grassroots activists are calling for the governor to designate a myriad of conservative priorities as emergency items, including border security, property taxes, and the sexualization of children. The Granbury Independent School District is selling its controversial airplane after an assistant superintendent was caught using it for personal travel with his family. I know, you're thinking, why does a small school district need an airplane? Well, the flighty justification for having the plane in the first place was that it served as a tool for students interested in pursuing aviation careers. Okay, but many Texas school districts offer aviation programs, yet they don't own planes. An investigator hired by Granbury ISD found the administrator took 6 flights with his family versus just 3 with prospective aviation students. The investigator described the use of the plane as an ethical gray area. So far, the administrator isn't facing any disciplinary action. This is a good reminder that when school districts push big spending for the kids, it's usually for the adults. When the Texas Minute returns, we'll find out how renewable energy performed in this week's freeze.
The Luke Macias Show is your access to what happens behind closed doors in Texas politics. Tune in weekly as Luke breaks down politics in the Lone Star State. You can listen wherever you get your podcast.
While most of Texas experienced freezing temperatures this week, the underperformance of unreliable energy sources are raising questions again about the state's dependence on them. At mid-morning yesterday, natural gas, coal, and lignite made up 87% of the state's power, and nuclear came in at 8%. On the other hand, solar energy was just 1% of the state's power supply, and wind accounted for 3%. Yet Texas taxpayers have been forced to subsidize these unreliable energy generators to the tune of billions of dollars, making big bucks for green investors, but with little return for energy consumers. As energy expert Tom Slocum explained on social media, wind farms in Texas are frozen over. Now, you didn't ask, but it seems to me like we shouldn't count on a power source that only works when conditions are ideal. You can check out the details on that story and the others, as well as get the latest news and commentary in real time at TexasScorecard.com. The stories featured today were originally reported at Texas Scorecard by Brandon Waltons, Emily Wilkerson, Sydney Henry, and Aaron Anderson. The Texas Minute is produced by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas Now go make it a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.